And for more now on the news out of Egypt, I'm joined by Sharif Mansour, who is Senior Program Officer for Freedom House's Middle East North Africa programs. He is an Egyptian democracy activist. Welcome to the
program.
Thank
you. Thank you for having me.
This was a confusing speech or a confusing day. Expectations that President Mubarak would step down, but then he's delegating power to his vice president but staying on. What do you make of this speech?
I'm honestly surprised that I'm not surprised. Everyone thought Mubarak will finally get it and wake up of this self-fulfilled prophecy that he only believes in it. And I think it's going to lead to a lot more anger in the streets tomorrow. And honestly, what we have right now is that instead of one dictator, we have two.
And Mubarak and his vice president, Omar Suleiman, you say.
Yes. And it's a situation where basically the country is going to have to witness a sort of an Iran situation where Mubarak has to burn his way out of the country.
We focus so much on what Hosni Mubarak did not say in this speech, what we'd expected him to say, that it reminds us to say what he did say. Is it what was the point of this speech if it wasn't to announce he was stepping down? What was the big news here from their standpoint?
Exactly. I think he felt, that there is a chance of escaping this by announcing some responsibility and trying to calm people down. But he's still in the same speech. He's still way out of reality. He still blames outside forces, and he still thinks that people are just deceived, and this is just something that's going to fade away. If things get calm, then we're going to remove the emergency. Things going to be happy and cuddly, but it's not going to happen.
Are the groups that you're familiar with, the pro-democracy groups in Egypt, are they capable of keeping their cool right now and waiting out Hosni Mubarak, or is there a threat that that there might be some violence or tearing down a building, say?
Absolutely. I think the risk are getting is a lot more now to see violence in the streets. And I think the only way Mubarak is going to escape this is if he basically goes underground or something, because the army have already said it wide and clear that he's on the side of the people. And tomorrow we can expect much as 10 million people marching towards the palace.
Tomorrow being Friday, this is the big day when there would presumably be a huge protest in the afternoon and all over the country, you would assume.
And absolutely. And I think what Mubarak have successfully did is mobilize people more for tomorrow.
Okay, now let's look back to what happened at the beginning of the day that lent substance to these rumors that we heard throughout that President Mubarak was about to resign. The most senior military officers met without President Mubarak present, usually chairs their group, and they issued what they called communique number one, telling protesters their demands would be met. What do you make of that?
I think it shows that there is a serious split inside the establishment. And I'm not just talking about the military here. I'm also talking about the NDP, the ruling party of Mubarak. Senior officials have already departed, resigned, and they have said today publicly that Mubarak should resign, and it's the only way out of the situation. So basically, you have no support whatsoever for Mubarak within the establishment. And the last resort he had was the army. And with the army stepping back, he has nothing between him and the people of Egypt that he claims he represents.
Sharif Mansour of Freedom House, thank you very much.
Thank you.